Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 17th. By the way, our next broadcast will be on Monday, the 22nd, and then we will resume normal schedule on Wednesday, June 24th. Tesla has confirmed that it has reduced the energy capacity of the battery pack in the new Model S. Still, it has increased range over the previous model, and it's all about efficiency. For the new Model S, Tesla has developed a brand new powertrain under its Palladium program, and it has left the battery details out of the equation. We're starting to learn a few more details, though. Earlier this week, the EPA released its official rating for the Model S long range, and we noted that it had received a larger efficiency increase over the range increase. And then, Motor Trend posted the first independent performance tests on the new Model S Plaid, and it looks like Tesla confirmed to the publication that the new battery pack is an even 100 kilowatt hours capacity, down from the previous 104. This may be the magic number Tesla sticks to for some time. Elon Musk has noted that excessive range is still something that Tesla is not pursuing. Larger vehicles like the Cybertruck are likely to have larger packs available, however. The new Tesla Model S Plaid has broken several production car records with its first independent tests. However, the 0 to 60 mile per hour in less than 2 seconds claim isn't quite founded. When the Tesla unveiled the new Model S Plaid, the automaker announced that it's going to break records with the quickest production car having a 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds and a quarter mile in 9.2 seconds. In a controlled drag strip condition and surface, these numbers can be achieved. But in a still controlled setting, Motor Trend was able to get pretty close, reporting a 0 to 60 in 2.07 seconds and a quarter mile run in 9.34 seconds. Drag strips that are capable of getting under 2 seconds have prepared surfaces with more or less a sticky surface for the cars to drive on. Tesla is in talks to open its supercharger network to other automakers in Germany, according to the country's Minister of Transport. Last year, CEO Elon Musk even said that Tesla superchargers are now being used, low-key, by other automakers. Now, Federal Transport Minister Andreas Schur fuels the rumors in a new interview with the German newspaper Osnabrücker Zeitung. Schur said, quote, "I am in direct contact with manufacturers such as Tesla in order to ensure that the existing infrastructure, for example Tesla's supercharger, is open up to other manufacturers." Now, unfortunately, the minister didn't offer a timeline for any official deal. Elon Musk is still considering Tesla getting into the home HVAC business to leverage the work that it has done in systems in their vehicles. Tesla has been putting a lot of effort to improve the air quality inside their electric cars, and it went as far as integrating a HPA filter into the HVAC system inside their higher-end Model X. He claimed, quote, "Most people have no idea how good the Tesla air purification system is, literally 10 times better than any other car. Maybe we should advertise informationally just so people know stuff like this exists." Now, this would actually be a significant departure for Tesla and especially Elon Musk, since he's previously stated that he does not wish to advertise Tesla products, or at least he doesn't want to pay for advertising. Although in this case, he specifically aims to advertise informationally. We're not quite sure what that means. We're starting to see more people get behind the wheel of the new Tesla Model S Plaid and getting footage of the strange yoke steering wheel in action. Turns out it's not as easy to use, at least at first. It's especially awkward in parking situations where tight and lengthy turns of the wheel are required, and the Tesla wheel doesn't have a lot of real estate to work with. People sometimes end up touching the force touch buttons on the wheel as they reposition their hands. This is a clear example of Tesla already having its eye on full self-driving and taking steps a little too prematurely. Some early owners and people who had access to driving the car also said that they had issues with the steering wheel but don't want to go public because they are afraid Tesla fans are going to go after them. The incredible performance of the new Model S Plaid has captured the attention of many in the auto industry, and now we learn that even Ford CEO Jim Farley is interested in racing. He's going to race it against the Mustang Mach-E 1400. The Mustang Mach-E 1400 is equipped with 7 electric motors, 4 in the rear and 3 in the front. It delivers a mind-boggling 1,400 horsepower in a relatively small package. With the new differentials that Ford had created just for it, the Mustang Mach-E 1400 can be both a drift monster and a drag strip demon. After posting about its performance, Farley was asked about a potential drag race with the Tesla Model S Plaid, and he replied it was a good idea. For the benefit of overprivileged high school parking lots across the country, the Mustang Mach-E 1400 is a one-off build and will not see production. With that said, Farley did hint this week that Ford is working on a street version, but he didn't specify any details. Toyota is sticking to its belief that battery electric vehicles aren't necessarily the future, as they claim hybrids and fuel cells will stay competitive for the next 30 years. When answering an investor's question on the company's battery electric effort, Bloomberg reported on the response from Shigeki Tadashi, a director at Toyota. Quote, Tadashi, speaking from Toyota's headquarters in the Aichi Prefecture, said that in the years leading up to 2050, different options, including hybrids and fuel cell vehicles, need to compete against each other so that the company is left with the best options. In Electrek's take, Toyota sounds like they're trying to protect their assets, which is currently tied into the internal combustion engine. General Motors announced an acceleration of its plans to invest in electric vehicles, which is going to include two new battery cell factories in the U.S. Combining investments in autonomous and electric vehicles, GM is announcing a 75% increase in investments over the current five-year period. The reason is tied to GM Chair and CEO Mary Barra's assertion that the automaker is now targeting 1 million annual global electric vehicle sales by 2025. To support this planned growth, GM is building two new factories in Ohio and Tennessee for battery production. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. As a reminder, our next broadcast will be on Monday, June 22nd, and then we will resume normal schedule on Wednesday, the 24th. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.